USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI director is warning global threats to the United States have never been greater than they are right now. Testifying at a House hearing, the FBI chief Chris Wray is warning against complacency, and he says the U.S. must keep pace with technology to address the growing cyber threats coming from all around the globe.
It is by now patently clear that those who would do all of us harm, criminals, terrorists, hackers, and spies, are exploiting encryption and other methods to hide their communications and their crimes.
Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan is joining an already very crowded field of Democrats seeking the White House next year, announcing this morning on his campaign website that a quiet revolution's begun in this country that's driven by compassion and the independent spirit our nation is known for. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Weekly jobless claims are down to the lowest level in almost a half century. The Labor Department reports 202,000 first-time claims were filed last week. And that's the lowest number since December of 1969. Investigators and family members of a missing boy are trying to confirm the identity of a teenager who claims he's actually the Illinois boy who went missing in 2011 and that he just escaped from kidnappers in Ohio and ran across the bridge into Kentucky. Police say the 14-year-old they found wandering the streets claims he's Timothy Pitson. Pitson's grandmother says,
I'm very hopeful that it's him and that he's okay and he's been in a good place when he was gone, that he's going to come back to us.
Target will be raising its minimum wage to $13 an hour in June. The giant retailer is saying it's part of its plan to raise the minimum for current and new workers to $15 by 2020. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Two California teenagers dead, electrocuted while trying to save a dog that fell into an irrigation canal. It happened earlier this week in Dixon near Sacramento. Police say the 17-year-old boys jumped in and then grabbed a metal bridge that spanned the canal when they were electrocuted, unable to let go of the metal. Many are still waiting to see if President Trump makes good on his threat to close the southern border with Mexico. If Mexico doesn't do more to stem the tide of illegal immigrants flooding over that border into the United States. Speaking about it on the campaign trail yesterday, one of the Democratic presidential hopefuls, Julian Castro.
People across the board, from conservatives to liberals, have said that closing the border is a dumb idea, that it would only harm the United States of America. It would hurt jobs. It would hurt opportunity. Also, if people will stop and think for a second, if the answer to this challenge was just to close the border, then why does he need to build a wall? It doesn't make any sense.
And pop singer Britney Spears is reportedly being treated at a mental health facility. TMZ reports the singer is distraught because of her father, Jamie's, illness, and she put her residency at a Las Vegas hotel on hold so as to care for Jamie Spears, but now she has checked into a facility about a week ago and plans to live there for about a month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.